Flow Dreamy. It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Hi, everyone. It's Summer McStravick here to help you get a new perspective on your life and how the world works. And in particular, in today's show, Monday. And I was thinking, because you guys never hear it as we're being counted in, because this is a live broadcast, right? That I then turn into a podcast after I air it. So you don't hear it, but our engineers are in our headphones, and I'm just gotta say, Brian, you sound so professional right now. I mean, you've like got this down. You will be live in 5, 4, 3. It's like it gets me all psyched. Someday we ought to record you doing the count in so everybody else can hear it too. I think it'd be really funny. Anyway, getting back to the subject at hand. Yes, this is a show called Flow Dreaming, where we talk about energy and emotion and how we kind of proceed forward in our lives. What energy do we carry with us, and what impact does that make on what we end up creating, receiving, and making? So our focus today, again, is money. But before I jump into that topic, I just want to tell you, I have a new Instagram account. Yes, oh boy, I do. So there's been an Instagram account for a long time for Flow Dreaming. Flow Dreaming as a brand, Flow Dreaming as a technique, a practice. Of course, I'm behind Flow Dreaming, but I've always kept myself, pretty much in the shadow of it. So over the weekend, I don't know what got into me. It suddenly dawned on me, why don't I have something just for me? Where I can, post things that make me happy. And I realized I struggled. I rewrote my bio like 4 or 5 times, and they only gave you a certain number of characters. It's like a Twitter-sized bio, and I'm like a lover of beautiful things, a seeker of truths, what should I put about myself? And then, of course, what kinds of things do I want to communicate and share and just, kind of be a reflection of me and my personality, how I think, how I feel, the things I'm drawn to, things I want to share with all of you. So that is going to be the gist of it. It's just Summer McStravick. That's it, Summer McStravick. I know I picked my whole long last name, so good luck finding that one out there, but you can look it up, of course, on my website, get my last name there. Or it's, should I spell it? McStravick. A lovely Scottish name. Anyway, look that up, but I would love, love, love it if you would friend me and follow me. And I'm just really curious to see where it goes. I feel like I'm getting to unleash a whole other side of my personality. It's a strange feeling. And it's really made me realize how much I have been in the shadow of Flow Dreaming. My focus for so many years has been teach. And I feel like this is a different path for me. It's kind of interesting. So we'll see where it goes. But I'd love to see you there. Instagram, that's where I'll be. Probably more so on Instagram than any other platform going forward, at least for a while. Because like I said, it's really caught my interest. And I find myself doodling around on my phone a lot with it lately. So that's that. Now, as far as Instagram for Inflow Radio, I hope you go there too. That is where we get to post all the kinds of things about all of our shows, all of the podcasts that we produce and the live shows, and of course, our amazing website, inflowradio.com. Please check that out too. So let's get on to it. 581. Oh my God. Episode 581. Ridiculous. I think there's about 300 of them right now on iTunes. I'm not sure why they're not displaying the other 300, but I do know you can find them by downloading the Flow Dreaming app. There's actually 2 apps, and one of them is my show app. And if you're a subscriber to that, you can pretty much get all of them. So this one is called Lesson in the Energy of Money and Exchange. And again, we're taking and borrowing and scooping a little from Me School. So what's happening with Me School is, whoa, 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 whoa. People are enrolling fast and furious. Somehow, I guess the word is now out. Yes, we are enrolling and we are starting. And October, November, especially big months. So if you're thinking about getting in, do not wait till the new year. Now is the time. We are jumping in with both feet. You just have to go to the website and you can find all about Me School. It's sort of, you know, it's the synthesis of everything that we teach with flow dreaming. It's your deep dive in where you really learn, you know, mastery of it. So we're talking about money and exchange. And gosh, I was thinking I've done probably 15 or 20 shows easily about money. It's a perennial topic. It's a topic that I keep learning about, frankly. I keep growing into. So every so often I realize, oh, I have more to say. And then I plan a show around money and exchange. So let's see here. Let's start with the feeling that goes behind the money mindset. Now, you guys have heard the words money mindset bandied around, I'm sure, a lot. And you think, well, people who are rich have great money mindsets. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they're big balls of stress around their money. A money mindset is really a feeling. It's an energy. It's an emotional state. It's a feeling of, I've got this. I've got this. This is easy. Right? How do I make it happen? But I've got this. Right? My confidence is high. It's beyond confidence. It's an energy. It's a feeling state you exude. So let's use an example. Maybe you're freaking out about paying your rent or your mortgage, right? You wake up in the morning, you're like, how am I going to do it? If I just sneak a little bit more here, if I just cut back there, if I pack my lunch and take it to work instead, I will be able to make it. I'll just be able to make it. I know I can. I freak. Oh my God. Okay. That is an energy. That's an emotional state that precedes you. You wake up in the morning and you feel that way. You fall asleep at night feeling that way. All of your actions and decisions are really guided around that feeling state inside of you. It's a state of being where you say to flow all the time, I am barely going to make it, but I will make it, but it's going to be really hard and I'm suffering. And flow says, okay, well, our job is to mirror you and match you. So I guess you will be suffering and I guess we will barely make this. We support you. We support you in that. Here's the other way of looking at things. You wake up in the morning and you say, my mortgage, my rent, that's easy. I can more than cover this. I've got this. This is going to be easy for me. I've done this before. Why should it be any different now? So maybe things are changing or wobbly this month. Big deal. I've got this. This is easy. This is very, very doable. All I have to do is wrap my head around it, open my energy to it, and go full out. World, what do you want from me? What do you need from me? Because I do believe this is easy. Now, how do I make this happen? Okay, so what I'm displaying here with those two sort of internal dialogues, those two little conversations that we have, you know, with ourselves, one of them is coming from lack. The other one is coming from abundance. Now, right square between the two is this middle self called practicality, right? We can't forget that one. Because too often people are way far in one camp or way far in the other camp. They're in the fear camp and the lack camp. And what ends up happening is everything in their life just keeps shrinking, like shrinky. Just get by. Oh, I'm doing worse every year. I'm getting more in debt every year. The people on the other side, if they're not grounding their belief and their energy and their emotion with practicality, then they're also getting into that thing of, well, everything's just going to work out. I'll just keep thinking this way and everything will work out. And meanwhile, I'm getting in debt. And suddenly one day my utilities are turned off. And what happened? I've been talking to the universe so nicely. It's like, yeah, you have. But remember, right there between these two is this beautiful, gentle soul called practicality. Now, this practical person right in the middle of you is saying, I'm aware that I have bills to pay. I'm aware of responsibilities. I'm aware that it might be wise for me to cut back this month, but this is not a permanent state of being. Because there's another part of me that's very aware that I'm growing. My intellect is growing. My value in the world is growing. My abilities are growing. I mean, every day I'm acquiring more knowledge. It's growing. I'm acquiring more value every day in the world. Therefore, the world should be rewarding me every day with more as well. And sometimes this rewarding with more comes in the form of a raise or a bonus or a surprise side gig, right? It comes in one way or the other. Maybe it comes in, just people loving you and appreciating you more. Maybe you end up having a lot more friends. I don't know. People are valuing you. They're seeing you. So this is what you're shooting for. This is what you're aiming for, this little sweet spot, this little golden pinpoint in the middle, where you wake up and you say, I've got this. I can do this. Now, how do I do it? What are the practical pieces that I'm going to put into play? Because you know what, Flo? You're on my side, so I'm going to be on my side. And maybe that's it. Maybe that's the most big shift you're going to hear this entire episode. You say to Flo, you say to the universe, you're on my side. So I'm going to be on my side. Because frankly, a lot of us, we are not on our own sides, right? We are belittling ourselves, browbeating ourselves, talking down to ourselves, freaking out, stressing ourselves. We are not on our side. So this is where we turn it around. Turn it around today. Turn it around just listening to this episode, right? Shift, get into a different energy state. Remember, your energy precedes you. What you feel is what you create. So if you are feeling this kind of optimistic, confident, I've got this, what do we need to do next, guys, kind of energy, Flo comes back at you with, she's got this, she's curious what to do next, great, we can hand her something. That is how I stay in this so-called abundance mindset, right? It's a way of feeling first. All the material things, they come along later, and they come along, frankly, in whatever order they come along. It's often not ours to decide. You may say, well, I need it in the form of $3,000 a month, and your flow or the universe or God or source might say, nah, I think we'd rather give it to you in this exciting new opportunity that's going to have long-term growth for you if you accept it. Well, which one's going to be of greater value? I'll take the one of greater value, please. I'll suffer not having that $2,000 I needed this month, but I'll take the one of greater value that's going to give me $20,000 down the road. This is the money mindset. This is the abundance way of thinking. So I guess the top way that I keep myself in this way of thinking, because that's the next question that often comes up in me school and from my students. Okay, I know all of this. I understand all of this, but somehow, you know, the day goes by and I'm not behaving like it and I'm not thinking like it. And pretty soon I'm back to my old ways. What do I do? How do I keep myself accountable? Well, you know, it's like setting up a practice for anything. You want to keep your body in shape? Set up a practice where you go work out, where you do your yoga, you do your swimming or your bicycling. You want to gain more serenity and peace and clarity? Set up your meditation practice. Do it. You want your body to feel better? Set up a good practice for eating, a plan. And you know, when we don't have these practices in place, we just kind of reach out and grab whatever's available, or we don't get to it at all. We eat whatever's in the fridge, good or bad, right or wrong. We may or may not make it to the gym. We go the whole day and we're exhausted at the end and we chill out with TV and we never did our meditation. Well, the practice that I use, that I advocate, my number one practice for staying in the abundance mindset is flow, right? Being in flow, getting into flow, feeling it. I am dedicated to giving my life at least 10 minutes a day from me, where all I'm doing is taking my emotional self, zeroing in on what I'm feeling and who I truly am, my being. My abundant being, my creative being, my explosive being, my be seen being, my sweet and gentle being, whatever it is. But I'm being it and I'm showing it. I'm not just thinking about it and I'm not just setting it off for later, but I'm feeling it and I'm becoming it. Because otherwise we end up waiting for life to make us become it. Something will happen so I can become that. Something will happen so I can feel that way. And then we end up always waiting, you know, and just hoping to get lucky so we can feel that way. No, you feel that way now. You feel that way first. You feel that way independent of anything else that's going on. You have the right to do that. You know that, right? You have the responsibility to do that. Not just the right, but the responsibility to do that. Because if you don't do that, what your flow says is, I don't know what she wants. I don't know. She's got all these vague ideas and hopes, but a ton of this fear and lack thinking pouring out. I guess we'll just try and serve something up. Imagine if you were making an omelet and the chef was like, I don't know what kind of omelet this is. We're going to throw in some, you know, fake bacon bits and some, you know, tangerines. And you're like, what? I don't know. But when you go into flow and you create a practice of this, a daily practice, 5-10 minutes. I mean, do you drink coffee every day? Do you drink tea every day? Could you do a little flow every day? That's all it takes. That's all it takes. So I recommend for you to get into this practice that you either flow dream on your own or you pick up some flow dreams from my shop, right? They're inexpensive, 10 bucks, you know, not a huge investment going in. There is one course that I highly recommend, highly, highly, highly. It's called Money Flow. It's also pretty inexpensive compared to a lot of programs out there. You get hours and hours of training. In fact, we redevelop and regrow your entire relationship with money, with cash flow. You start to see money completely differently. You realize you are in a relationship with it as much as anything or anyone else. And what does that relationship look like and feel like? So go check it out. It's on my website, Money Flow. Money Flow was kind of came out of an original flow dream package that I made years and years ago called Prosperity Challenge. Now the challenge was, you know how challenges are currently very popular. Like everybody's got a 5-day challenge, 7-day challenge, 14-day challenge. Prosperity Challenge came out many, many, many years before this. And it was 14 days where you challenged yourself to sift through all of your feelings about money and income. Find some patterns, find some blocks, just work it out, right? Work it out, change stuff up. So fast forward, I ended up growing Prosperity Challenge, making it sort of the core for Money Flow, but then adding on even more to it, making it complete, comprehensive, and tight. So I recommend those hugely if you're listening to today's episode and you want to take the next step. But let's go on, because I have more to say. I'm not just talking about the flow dreams, but honestly, they are a core part of this, right? If you don't know how to get yourself into a money headspace, you've got to follow someone who does. Follow them and copy them, right? And that's why I made those products, because sometimes we don't know how to get ourselves into a money headspace, into an abundance mindset. We need to be shown it and feel it differently through someone else for us even to realize, oh my God, I've been in a lack mindset. Whoa, now I see the contrast. Right? That's the biggest thing, to be able to see the contrast, to be able to see ourselves from another perspective. And I think that's the next thing, you know, that I want to share about abundance mindsets. Sometimes we think we're in an abundance mindset. In reality, though, we're not seeing ourselves for what we're really thinking and feeling. We think we're in abundance, but then we look around and our lives are not in abundance. You know what? Your life is not going to lie to you. The material world around you is going to perfectly reflect you. It will not lie to you. So if you ever, ever want to really check in to know how you're feeling and what you really believe about something, look outside of you. Look at where you live. Look at what you drive. Look at who you hang out with. Look at the foods you eat. Look at the security that you feel or don't feel. And I know that sounds harsh. I'm saying, look at your material surroundings to tell you what's going on in your spirit and soul. Well, Summer, that sounds terrible. But hear me out. Play with me. Look at this. Maybe your material life really is perfectly reflecting your interior life. Maybe it really is. Think about people you know. Try and see if you can see what their interior life might be like based on what their exterior life is like. And don't be surfacey about it. If you're thinking about that rich person with that great house and they seem like they've got it all together, go deeper. Are they happy? Or is all their focus on maintaining, keeping, showing off, displaying? That may or may not be a real and just abundance mindset. That might be a panic mindset you're looking at. But that's their focus. So look around you, see what you've got, because what you've got is frankly what you've made. And yes, sometimes things do come in life and they whack you around a little. And your income and cash flow and assets can go down. But then, as life continues to reflect you, they will go up again. They will. Because it's reflecting you. And if you're going through a big change, a painful transition, a divorce, for instance, yeah, your exterior surroundings are going to change considerably. Because they're reflecting the transition. They're exactly reflecting what's going on in you. Division, breaking up, splitting apart. Of course they will. So look, think, you might even want to journal about that for a little while. What is the outside things? What do the outside things that I have created say about my internal self? What do they say? It's not an exact science. It's not going to be 100%, but it's definitely worth looking at. So let's go into the next idea here. And then, of course, we're going to go to a break in a little bit. We'll do some flow dreaming later. Maybe you'll even want to give me a call. You know, this is a live show, and I love to look in you. I love to look in your money situation. All you have to do is call during this live broadcast, which is happening now. Of course, if you're listening on iTunes or to the podcast, you can't call. But keep it in mind, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific time, 4 p.m. Eastern, that is when I air it live. The number is 1-760-456-7277. So I'll let you think about if you want to call and ask me questions, have me look in you. Look in your money, look in your cash flow, look in your future, give you some direction around it. I'm good at that. So, next point here, exchange. The energy of exchange. So the first energy we've talked about is the pure energy of abundance, right? Of fruitfulness, of having enough, of being inside that person who is filled with bounty, filled with, how do I make this happen? I've got this. This is easy. How do I make this happen? I've got this. This is easy. Right? Changing that little piece in you. This next part I want to go into is talking about exchange. Right? What is the energy of exchange? If you've got this and it's easy for you, and how do you make it happen? Well, you're going to have to make it happen with someone or something else. And that's where we bring in the world. And that's where we start to shift and shape who we are, our actual thoughts and feelings about ourselves in relation to others. So the energy of exchange is basically value for value. Value for value. I am something. I can do something. I offer something. I share something. I grow something. I make something. I teach something. I heal something. Right? You could just finish filling out my words. I what something. Because that's your value. That is your value. And hopefully you can write out a whole bunch of things. I teach blah, blah, blah. I share blah, blah, blah. I make blah, blah, blah. Fill out the blah, blah, blah. That is your value. That is what you are giving to the world day in and day out. Now, sometimes that value is going to be something like I shepherd my children. That's my value, right? I grow my children. I teach my children. There's value in that. And you're getting huge payoff for that. Right? The payoff is I've got great kids. They're becoming loving individuals. I can see the results of my handiwork. Sometimes the value that you're creating has a real clear money result, right? I'm really good at sorting and, getting library books put away. My value is that I am so good with my Dewey Decimal System. Do they still use that? And the value that I get back is money. They pay me and they give me good benefits because I'm really good at this, right? Then it's more clear. It's direct. That's my value. And I think we get caught up and hung up in that sometimes because we think I need to have skills that have greater value in order to get greater value back. Well, yes and no. I know people who have some incredibly valuable skills, but they don't necessarily get paid back tit for tat. It's not the level of the skill. It's you. It's you sharing the skill. It's you showing up for the skill. It's your understanding of what value do you want back from that skill, right? Mother Teresa, oh my God, what an amazing skill she had. What an amazing skill. It was called selflessness. It was called love. That was her skill. And what did she get back? Did she get palaces and great clothes and, you know, 1,000,000,000 followers on Facebook? No. And Instagram? No. Well, maybe she did, but it wasn't her. You know what value she got back? She inspired the world. She became a figurehead. It's a different kind of value. So think about what your value is. Think about what you're exchanging. Think about now your accrued value. We're going to put this in almost financial terms. What is your accrued value? Accrued value kind of means lifetime value. Not just what am I giving day by day, hour by hour, but what have I built over all of my hours and days? What is the value that I have put out into the world that in essence is in my energy piggy bank right now? What is that? That's what I'm curious about. Sometimes people are really surprised. They say, oh, I've never done anything great, you know, and I've never had a great career. I've always, you know, worked retail or I've done been waitressing. And I say, tell me some more about you. Tell me some more about your life. Are you a good mom? Oh my God, my kids are everything. Yes, I'm a good mom. Have you been a good daughter? Yes, I've always been a great daughter. I've always taken care of people. Have you been a good friend? Oh my God, yeah, I'm a great friend. I say, that's incredible value that you've put out into the universe. I want you to look at that as having created a piggy bank of value. You've put it all out, but you haven't necessarily received back for all of that, have you? And they say, no, I haven't. I say, so instead of pretending that there's just nothing you're getting back, what if you looked and said, wow, the universe has stockpiled a ton of value that needs to come back to me. What if I open up to that idea? What if I think to myself, every time I was a good daughter, the universe paid me $10 in good energy points. And now I'm opening up my good energy points account. Oh my God, I am a millionaire. What am I going to do with that? It's kind of a weird feeling. Is it like, whoa, the universe owes me? No, it doesn't owe you. You made it. It's already been yours. It's yours. It's already been yours. You see, when you start thinking like this, it starts to reshape what your own inner value is. Instead of thinking, I'm not valuable enough, what I exchange is not enough, you start to say, whoa, I am worth way more than I thought. Well, I'm worth way more than I thought. You know, like a parallel would be, think to yourself right now, what if you said, my net worth is $5 million. Whoa, I'm worth way more. What if somebody just, your tax preparer here, you know, at the end of the year says, you're actually worth $5 million. And you'd say, what? How is that possible? Well, you got it here, 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 and here. Like, what is the energy? Like, what's the feeling? What's the emotion you react with in the split second that someone would say that to you and you believed it? You'd say, holy smokes, are you kidding? Wow. And you'd feel this combination of relief and surprise and joy and freedom, maybe even a little disbelief, right? I want you to take that same little collection of feelings now and apply it to your universal bank account, which has 5 million good person credits in it. Or maybe not. Maybe you've been a stinker and you've only got, you know, $500 of universal credit. Maybe you've been a taker. Maybe you owe. Could be. So I want you to think about the things in your life that have given value to you, right? This is another way, yet another way of looking at it. What are the things in your life that have given value to you? You're like, oh, man, there's been some books that I've read that have really changed me. They've given me great value. Well, what did you give the author? $10? Not much. Okay. But that author probably still got something back somewhere along the line because they were still giving you value. And maybe they became a big author, huge. Maybe the world just supported them and loved them up. Maybe not. I don't know. But think and look around right now. Maybe even jot this down. Again, it's always a nice idea to maybe journal or, you know, let yourself daydream a little while you're listening. What things in your life have given you tremendous value? some of them were like physical material things and some of them were not. Like, you know, my dad, he was strong and amazing and wonderful. And he created enormous amounts of value. I would not be this person today if he didn't give that. His value is unmeasurable to me. Wow, your dad's got 10 million universal credits right now because you did that. See, what's happening here is we're unjailing you. Is that a word, unjailing? We're releasing you from an emotional, mental viewpoint where your value was strictly and narrowly assigned by people and material, you know, trends. And we're looking instead at your value from a more infinite, source-driven point of view. So here is a fun little exercise that I think I might even do it myself, right? It's a little risky. I got to tell you, it's risky. And going back to me school, in my second year of me school, I call it personal mastery. Every month, my students get a new mission to accomplish, a new thing that they get done. And this month, we're talking about being really authentic, like being you, flat out all you, no holds barred, you. And one of their exercises is to kind of get a read on what do other people think and feel about me, for real. And it's you know, they're big enough and strong enough, and they're big kids. They can do this. So this is almost like a little tiny variation. But I would like you, and like I said, I'm going to do this myself. I'm going to put this up on Facebook, actually. That'll be nice and risky for me. Maybe even on my Instagram. Oh, I'll do it on my new Instagram channel. That's right. Okay. So look for it there. But I'm going to ask, what am I good at? What inspires you about me? What am I good at? What do you think my greatest talent and skill is? What inspires you about me? Okay, it's kind of weird because you feel like, oh, I'm fishing for compliments. No, you're not. You don't want a bunch of compliments because you're nice and you're sweet and you're loving. That's great, but that's not the point. The point is you're trying to really see, unbiased and objectively, what kind of value do other people get from you? What are you giving to other people that they consider of the highest value? And you may be very pleasantly surprised. It may be quite different. I am curious because, you know, I see myself a certain way. I see myself as a teacher. I see myself as a kind of visionary sometimes on my good days. You know, I see myself like, I think I know what I give people. But until I actually ask them, what is my greatest value to you? I don't truly know. So I'm going to find out. Because if they tell me, it's going to help me say, ah, then I want to exchange more of that. Because that's what's working for other people. That is what's working for them. And I want to give them more of what's working, which means giving them the best of me. Maybe even a part of me that I didn't even know was that important. Right? They may say, well, Summer, you actually, you know, I like how sweetly you put, you know, messages into words or something. And I'd say, wow, I never thought I was sweet about it. But now I do. So maybe I'll just keep giving you more messages because now I know that's of great value. And I didn't know that before. Okay. So I'm going to do that. And I challenge you. Speaking of challenges, I'm going to challenge all of you guys to do something similar. In fact, right after I air this live show, I'm going to go ahead and put those posts up. And hopefully some of you will hear it and respond. So with that, I think this is a great time to go to our little mid-show break. I'm going to regroup, think a little bit more about value and money, and I'll be right back right after this. While we're on break, have you checked out Me School? In Me School, we travel together through a year, through everything that you are. You get to discover what drives you, how you're made, and how powerful you actually are. We play with intuition and flow dreaming and dozens of other techniques as you go through one of the most potent, powerful, and pleasurable
personal development experiences you've ever seen. We continually co-create your future, and I ask you to bring big goals to the table, things that you want to become inside yourself. And you'll reach these using the tools that you've probably never been exposed to before in your life, but you will be here in Me School. So if you're curious, go to flowdreaming.com and click on Me School. Set up a call and we'll help you see exactly what you can do with your life. And if you choose to come join me in Me School, then I look forward to spending the next year with you as we work together to create miracles. In case you missed it, the number to call to talk to me live is the U.S. number 1-760-456-7277. Flow Dreaming airs live on Tuesdays, so check flowdreaming.com for my current live broadcast time. Again, reach me at 1-760-456-7277. Now, let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. Hello, everybody. Okay, so let's keep on going here. You know, during the break, I was thinking how I mentioned before that I think I've done 20, 30 easily shows on the energy of money and exchange and various topics around it. I encourage you to listen to them is what I'm getting at. And I was trying to figure out which ones are those, you know, and thinking maybe I ought to, you know, send you out a little newsletter. That's what I'll do, where I bring together some of the best shows around certain topics. So if you really want to go into them, you don't have to hunt and pick, you know, hunt and peck. But I kind of gather them together for you. Of course, the best thing is to go get the Money Flow product. I think it's a few hundred dollars. It is at flowdreaming.com. I think it may be the best few hundred dollars you've ever spent. Definitely worthwhile. What I've seen people do with it is phenomenal, extraordinary new jobs and raises. In fact, you know, that's my goal for all of my students, especially my diamonds. So, and my diamonds, by the way, you guys are in my personal mastermind. I work with you monthly. To get you those raises and to get you those promotions and to get you those new careers and so on. But anyway, let me tell you about a few of the shows I want to refer to. First one is number 573, How to Get More Clients. That was a good one because I give you, again, a different perspective on how to reach people and find people. What is the energy behind it? You know, it's not just, you know, the practical, how do I find more networking groups, right? There's nuts and bolts stuff. You know, how do I put on a summit or how do I do this? No, we need to know inside you, how do you get more clients? What's the energy of having lots of clients? What's the energy of being irresistible, of having people just, you know, come rushing into your sphere, to your orbit, so you can grow something, right? That's episode 573. Then there's episode 525, Your Ultimate Money Blanket, right? That's Flow, Your Ultimate Money Blanket. Again, we're looking in that show about the energy of flow and flow dreaming and the specific energy of money itself. Like, what is money? What is cash flow? Why do we have it? You know, what does it do for us? And then the other one I want to recommend is number 540, Boom and Bust Cycles. 540, Boom and Bust Cycles. And that show is where we talk about, you know, this tendency a lot of us have to get money in and let money go, get money in, let money go. And we always end up at this crazy kind of middle baseline where we have just enough, not enough to get ahead, not enough that we're slipping below. Or if we do slip below, we, you know, catch on to the side of the boat and pull ourselves back in. But we somehow never get ahead. It's boom and bust, hot and cold, you know, wet and dry. And how do you correct that in flow? How do you even that out? With the understanding that, you know, everything does flow in cycles. But you can mitigate those cycles. You can make them a little gentle so you're not freaking out one month and then riding high the next. We examine what kind of energy of exchange is moving inside of you that's bringing you back to that point over and over again. Because, you know, one of the most interesting things about that, just as a side note, is not everybody experiences that. We tend to think that our own money troubles are ubiquitous, that everybody experiences the same money troubles that we have. They do not. Let me tell you, they do not. You have a pattern, and that pattern so colors the outlook of your life that you just assume it's like if you're walking around wearing lavender, you know, lavender tinted glasses, you'd say the whole world's purple. Everybody knows that. No, whole world is not purple. Somebody else's is yellow. Someone else's is blue. Really? Yeah, let me take your glasses off here. So there are other people walking around. They've never experienced boom and bust cycles. It's always been a nice continuous flow of income. Their problem is they can never earn more income. They're like stuck at the same level forever, right? Maybe that's theirs. Then you might have someone else who can never seem to keep income. It just goes away. They get it and it goes away, get it, goes away. They never have a boom. It's just more like running and keeping up, right? That's another money pattern, another money cycle that we go through. God, I ought to write a whole darn book about these, shouldn't I? That would be fun. I don't know how long a book it would be, but it would be eye-opening just to kind of peel back and look at every single one that I've encountered in people. Well, that's going to go on my very, very long to-do list, the one that I have that's like 15 and 19 things on it already, past my card deck and, you know, a few other things, my planner book, and oh boy. So yeah, let's get back. Let's get back then to the last point I wanted to bring up for you before we do a little money flow together. And that is this energy of cutting back. I want to speak into that a little bit. Because sometimes when we're trying to change or adjust our money and our exchange, our knee-jerk reaction is pull back, cut back, right? Times are tough, pull back, get safe. Right. And the image that flow always gives me is a bear pulling back into its tree, you know, like, oof, winter is coming. Or a Game of Thrones reference, right? Winter's coming. Get safe. Cuddle up. Ride it out. You know, don't come back out until the snow melts. So the thing is, the bear is set up for this. You are not. Right. The bear is biologically wired to last the winter because this bear has tons of bear fat on him. And he is going to survive that winter just fine. He needs to sleep it off. Otherwise, he's going to be one crazy mixed up bear. You are not a bear. You are not supposed to cut back, go small, and play in a little tiny game for months or years on end. When flow season hears you doing that, it says, oh, they're playing safe and they want to play safe for a while. So we'll just play safe with them until they decide not to play safe. So you go and you struggle, and you cut back, and you cut back, and you cut back. And eventually what happens? The more you cut back, the more your income falls, because it's going to meet the level of your own expectations. And eventually you say, wow, I cut back so much, and now I am struggling again, and I have to cut back even more. You ever had that happen? When we cut back, it's got to take a different form. I call it pruning. I do it twice a year with my roses. Right? In fact, I'm getting ready to do it, you know, in a couple of months. I prune back all the beautiful, luscious green growth of the year. And I always think this is the craziest thing. I can't believe I'm doing this. But if I don't do it, they're not going to bloom hard and strong come spring. Pruning is a quick cutback. It's a cutback of the dead wood. It's a cutback of things that don't work anymore. That's the cutting back that we do. In our income, in our money, and in our energy of exchange. The things I never cut back on are the things that are growing me, right? The things that help me grow, change, prosper. Those things I don't cut back on because those for me are investments. And why would I cut back on my own inner investments? That's why I always tell my me-school students, you're investing in yourself here. And when you invest, you get payoff. This isn't the stock market. This is you. You are in control of you. You are not in control of the stock market. So if you expect and create payoff in yourself, you will make payoff in yourself. What a happy thought, right? Something you can finally count on. So keep that in mind as you're thinking about, well, I'm doing all this exchange, ask yourself, maybe there's some exchange that you are not really needing to do anymore, not fit for anymore. So here's what we're going to do next. We're going to go into a flow, and we're going to flow around money. We're going to flow around income. So close your eyes with me as we go and discover what our own exchange is really like. Relax. Breathe. Deep breath in. And releasing. Let your shoulders drop. Wiggle your jaw. Relax your brow. Gonna go for a ride. A ride into your value. You are valuable. You are worthy. And you have plenty, plenty to exchange. You are a gift to the world. Release, relax, move into flow. Relax into flow. Flow feels like a bright ribbon of light, a rainbow of light rippling on the ground, all the colors. And you sort of slide next to it. Maybe you dance and twirl as if the ground were smooth and your legs were strong. Vigorous, strong dancer's legs, legs of your youth, flowing and gliding, dancing forward into your future, into all that comes next, flowing and gliding and moving. You hear the little sirens of flow in the background, well, those are the sounds of the universe calling you and moving you. You hear those sounds and you slide along with those too. Everything around you leads you into flow. Every feeling, every image, every sound is you going forward and forward and forward. And you find yourself now coming to a pause, stopping. And you're staring down into a round, glimmering pool of light. You can see to the bottom of the pool where there's lots of little white pebbles and stones. Many of them sparkle. Could they be diamonds? Yes, they could. As your eyes adjust, you notice, hey, there's all kinds of treasure laying in this pool. It's like a scene out of King Arthur. You can reach your hand right in. You can kneel right into this very, very shallow pool, and you can lift this treasure up. You can lift the gold. You can lift the pearls. You can lift the crowns. You can lift up the pendants. They sparkle in your hands, so pure, shiny, bright, filled with value. And you realize this is me. All of these things represent me. They are my value. I am this pool. This is what I have created in me, what I have made inside of me. My value made inside of me. My value. Beautiful. real, ripe. These are my gifts that I give to the world, and they are truly gifts. Truly gifts. My talent, my skill, my ability, my love, my healing. I give this every day. I pour this out of me. I pour this out of my heart as I give, give, and give. Knowing this, I understand I can receive now. And this is when you look up and you lift your eyes and you look all around this beautiful circular pool. And what do you see piled on the shoreline? You see everything the world is giving you back. A beautiful home, a safe and wonderful car, vehicle, way to get around. See happiness, happy family, joyful work, clothes that make you feel good. You see all of these things. They are your value. Your value. They belong to you. You've earned them. And they have flowed up on your shores year after year after year. And many times you didn't even look up and see them. There they are waiting. Like seeing a mountain of seashells at the edge of a ocean wave on the shore. You have a mountain of treasures surrounding you, all representing your value. So, so much of it. Scoop in whatever you need. Receive whatever amounts of it you want. Go on, bring it in. Scoop it in. It's you. It's your value. Let yourself feel full. Let your flow grow with it. Feel the joy of it. Feel the dancing in your heart and your soul and your being from it. Feel that. So beautiful. Now you find yourself coming back, returning from your flow, from your daydream. And you open your eyes. Ah, what a beautiful, beautiful feeling. How you feel now, right? Pretty good? Feel a little more centered and concrete and aware of what you're truly worth? I hope you do. Because that's my goal. That's my gift, one of my gifts, although I'm not forgetting. I'm going to go ahead and post. And I'm going to ask, hey, what do you guys think I'm really good at? And I want you to all do the same. Post to your pages, to your friends. Ask people, you know, get intimate. Call them on the phone even. Text someone. Talk to someone. Find out, what do people see in you? What is your value? Open your eyes to these new parts of yourself and then embrace them and give more. Because if you do that, my friends, the money will follow. The money always follows. Money always, always follows. So keep that in mind. And remember, go back, listen to those other three podcasts again, those numbers in case you didn't get them down before. Numbers 573, how to get more clients. Number 540, boom and bust cycles. Number 525, your ultimate money blanket. And do check out Money Flow at the Flow Dreaming Shop, where you can really go into a beautiful program. Multiple flow dreams I've recorded all around cash flow, income growth, feeling monetarily safe. So that's it until next week. I'll see you all next time, same place, for more flow dreaming. Take care. Thank you.
everyone. Thanks for listening today. One request before you go. Please rate this podcast, either in iTunes or TuneIn.com or wherever you listen to it. It'll only take you a minute to do, but your rating there is the number one way that other people discover this show. And the more ratings, the more people who will find and get turned on to flow dreaming. While you're there, you might also want to download my free Flow Dreaming podcast app. With this app, you can listen to the show anywhere you want on your mobile device, as well as search through listings of all of my episodes and bookmark your favorites. And if you want to listen to Flow Dreams, actual Flow Dreams on your phone, there's even another app. It's my Player app, and it will let you browse and sample Flow Dreams from the shop. There's even an oracle inside of that app to help you see and discover what you need to know most or what Flow Dream would be best for you in your life right now. You can find these apps on iTunes or in Google or your Amazon app store. And again, thank you so much for giving back. Love you. Bye-bye.